are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And it's the Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Lee Real Estate, the Peer VA Clinic, and May Adam. And first up, joining me this morning from the Rollins Library, it's the director, Abby Edwardson. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning, Dave. How are you today?
I am doing great. It's Friday. It's sunny. We're in the middle of summer, so all is well.
Yes, we can't complain.
No. And you've got some really neat resources. We talked a little bit about one a while ago, geared towards the younger kids.
Right.
But you have some other resources for the older.
We do. Last time I brought you the PlayAway tablets that we got in the ARPA grant. And today I brought in a Chromebook to show you that we also got in the ARPA grant. And the Chromebooks are for in-house checkouts that anyone over 13 can check out to use in the library, that you can connect to our Wi-Fi and cruise the internet and look up any kind of information that you're needing. So that is another nice electronic resource that the library has to offer, compliments of the ARPA grant.
That is fantastic. Yeah, whether they're doing some research for school or they have some topic they want to look up themselves, this would be a great thing to use.
Yes, it is. And then what's nice about these Chromebooks is you'll see them being used in August for our kids' creating with coding club that we're going to do in August with the kids. So there's a lot of things you can do with the Chromebooks because they're portable.
Absolutely. And something else that we were talking about a little bit beforehand here are the Friends of the Library, a great group. Tell us what they do for the library.
So the Friends of the Library are advocates for the library. They volunteer at different events. So last year you would have seen the Friends of the Library at the carnival that we had, and you'll see them at the carnival again coming up this fall. The Friends of the Library, it's a social group if you're wanting to make friends or you're new to town and you don't know people. But things that they've done, an example would be they come every spring and they plant the flowers outside the entrance of the library. And they just advocate for the library by being a good friend to the library. So the friends meet a few times throughout the year. And they're going to meet this coming Monday night, July 18, at 6:30 at the library. And you are welcome to attend and see what that's all about. It's a very nice group of people. If you'd like more information, you can just stop on by on Monday night at 6:30.
That sounds great. A good way to support the library in a little different way if you want to be part of that.
Yes, and a good way to meet new people as well.
Yes.
And for the adults, we're doing the independent reading for summer reading where they just read to get a bingo. And we have our bingo sheets at the front desk, or you can get them in the newsletter. And it's not too hard. You can read several different books, like a new release book, a current bestseller, a book in the year that you were born. And then once you get a bingo, you just put your name and phone number on it and bring it into the library. And then on August 31st, the library has a tablet that we're going to put all these names in a hat and draw for a tablet that someone's going to get.
Oh, so, very nice.
So. Yes, we want to encourage adult literacy as well.
Absolutely.
So, as far as the kiddos go, we're still in the swing of summer reading. Mm-hmm. So Mondays at 1 o'clock is anyone 6th grade and older going into 6th grade. Now, if you think that's too, if you have a 5th grader, you could send them with the 4th and 5th graders if you think that's too old. On Tuesdays from 1 to 2, we have pre-K through 1st grade. On Wednesdays from 1 to 2, we have 2nd and 3rd grade. And on Thursdays from 1 to 2, we have 4th and 5th graders. And then Friday mornings is that quiet hour. So from 9 to 10, we do have free coffee for seniors.
That's right. That's another great program that you offer. So there's so many great things if people want to stop in and, you know, ask you about these programs and how they can be part of them. They can always do that.
Yep. And then I had one last resource I wanted to tell you about, especially for those that are looking for information. It's called Newsbank that the library pays for this wonderful resource. It's a database that you can access through rollinslibrary.org. And Newsbank has access to news articles, including the Capital Journal, dating back to 2007. So if there's an old newspaper article that you're needing from the Capital Journal, you can just go on to Newsbank and find that article.
Fantastic. There's always so many things that you have available. And yes. It's wonderful. It's a great resource for the community, a great gathering place, and to meet new people as well.
Yes, it is. And I just wanted to remind you that if you need outreach or if you're homebound, just give us a call at 773-7421, and we will be happy to get books to those folks as well.
That is wonderful. Well, thank you so much for catching us up, Abby, and it's always good to have you here. We'll see you in a couple of weeks again.
Thank you, Dave. Have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you. There's Abby Edwardson, the director of the Rawlins Municipal Library, catching us up with some of the programs that they've got going on. Continuing on here on People in Your Neighborhood, we have a couple more guests this morning. We have Vicki and Derek Henninger. It's that time of year again, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I mean, it is this is the 10th annual. A very popular bull ride is coming up, but there's so much more than that, too.
Yeah, so all the proceeds that we're getting through this event goes to help local cancer patients and everything else, medical expenses, travel, whatever, you name it. We're trying to give back to the community when they're so great for us when everything was going on.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's why so many people really love coming out to this bull ride and supporting it, because of giving back, and it goes back to Dallas. And give us a little bit of a background on that again.
Oh, he was 16. It's been 9.5 years since Dallas passed away. Just a regular kid. Just thought he had a cold, whatever, and ended up. We spent a lot of time in Sioux Falls in the hospital, and we went to Minnesota. And like you said, if it wasn't for everybody, it would be a hard time. It's a hard time to figure out.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
Yeah. So.
And this is a great way. And this is, you know, something you wanted to do to give back to others that are going through the same sort of situations. And this is really built into a really great community event.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Yeah. If it wasn't, you know, from volunteers to the silent auction people, you know, on up, this event couldn't be possible if it wasn't for everyone out there.
Yeah, it is. It's so wonderful how everybody's come together for this. And it's not just the bull ride that's going on. I mean, that's a really fun part of it. But there's, you know, there's a meal, there's a dance afterwards. Yeah. Tell us all the other things going on tomorrow.
There will be the candy scramble for the kids during the bull riding. Like I said, there's live auctions. We got a beautiful quilt that's got actually all of Dallas's shirts. From his relay to all his bull riding to the first one that the high school rodeo did for him, donated by Helen Anderson.
Then we got cornhole boards that were made by Pure Closets and then wrapped by Cholix Signs, Travis up there. Special thanks to Robbie Bass and Travis Stell for doing that for us. They turned out pretty awesome. I believe they're on our Facebook page, too.
Yeah.
You can take a look at those. Mm-hmm. Those will be a live auction item, too, along with that quilt.
And there's a couple other. There's some meat from Keckler Farms, Keckler Ranches up in Eagle Butte that we'll be auctioning off and stuff, too. So, yeah, and lots of stuff that's been donated through everybody for the silent auction and stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of great things going on tomorrow with the Memorial Bull Ride. When does the event get underway tomorrow?
Bill will be starting to cook about between 5 and 5:30. Calcutta's at 6:30.
Yep.
And bull riding should start about 7.
Yep.
Excellent. So we encourage folks to come on out. It's going to be a great time. The weather looks like it should be pretty good.
Yep.
And you can get tickets, I would imagine, right there at the gates.
You can. And today, till probably tonight or whatever, at the corner in Oneida, the Alley Exchange and Pier, and then Medicine Creek and Blount, we do have advance tickets on sale. So.
Fantastic. So, yeah, get your tickets. Go on out. It's going to be another great event for a wonderful cause. That's, you know, the reason behind it is a great one, and that's why I know so many people love to be part of this, whether they're volunteering or donating or coming on out.
Yeah.
It's an extra special event.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and we appreciate everyone. We can't express how much we appreciate everyone. It's unbelievable how this little community becomes a big community when there's an event like this, and it's just fantastic.
And that's why we love this area. It's, you know, people rally around one another when they're going through tough times, and, you know, events like this where it's to help others
so many people come out, and that is a great thing.
Yes.
All right. Well, I know it's going to be another successful, wonderful event tomorrow. It's it's a lot of preparation, but thank you for helping get it all that together and doing so many great things with the proceeds.
Yeah, and we appreciate you guys. Thanks for promoting it and everything, and we appreciate it.
Absolutely, it is our pleasure to be part and to get the word out for everybody.
Thank you.
So enjoy the rest of your day, and I know tomorrow is going to be a good one for you. Yeah,
thank you.
All right. Thank you. There's Derek and Vicky joining us this morning. Don't miss out on the 10th annual Dallas Henninger Memorial Bull Ride. There's so much going on. You can find all the details, as I said, on the Facebook page. Also, through our community calendar, you can find that on the KGFX page at drgnews.com and through the DRG News app. And there is your Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Lee Real Estate, the Peer VA Clinic.